Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody, and happy NFL Draft Day. It is the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve Jones will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. More guests coming up here today. We've done a lot of Eagles coverage the last couple of weeks. We're going to get back to some Steelers coverage. We had Neil Coulong earlier in the week today. Jerry Dulac from Steelers Nation Radio, and of course has covered the Steelers a long time for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's going to join us at 4:06 today. Alex Kozora, SteelersDepot.com, will join us tomorrow. Steelers don't have a first-round pick coming into tonight, of course. That was for the Minkah Fitzpatrick trade, but this will at least give Steeler fans an idea of what's going to happen for them when they begin day two, unless maybe they decide to trade back in. I don't think that's going to happen. They don't have much ammunition after the Minkah Fitzpatrick trade, but we'll have your Steelers fix coming up for you at 4:06 today and tomorrow with Jerry Dulac and Alex Kozora. As far as the Eagles go, if you missed any of Sal Palantonio from yesterday, make sure to check it out on SteveJonesShow.com or subscribe to us on Apple, Google Play, or Apple Podcast, Google Play, or iTunes, because that was just tremendous radio yesterday. Tremendous information from Sal Pal. We'll be seeing him throughout the weekend on ESPN and NFL Network. And then, of course, we will be hearing from him next Wednesday at 4:06. So we'll be ready for that next week as to recap the draft. As far as the Eagles go for tonight, I think there'll be three different scenarios for them. What I ultimately think is going to happen is they will trade up and get a receiver, and one of the big four or five names I think they may end up getting. My hunch is it is probably CeeDee Lamb, but I could be wrong. There's been a lot of interest in Denzel Mims as well from Baylor. So we'll see what they do there. If the Eagles stay at 21 or go below or trade down, then I think they're going to go with one of the two linebackers in play. My hope is Kenneth Murray from Alabama. So that's why I have a feeling that the Eagles might be doing tonight. Any of those three scenarios might play out for them. But we'll see what happens. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Obviously different with it being virtual and everybody coming in those different ways. So that's going to be interesting. Hopefully there won't be any glitches on anybody's side so it can be a smooth draft to watch. So we'll have a lot to react to tomorrow. How this works logistically, what the teams do themselves, and much more than that. And if you cannot watch on TV tonight, we will have CBS Sports Radio's coverage of the NFL draft beginning at 8 o'clock tonight here on WKOK. So we are going to take our first break real quick, and then when we come back, we'll have Steve Jones joining us from the Sunbury Motors studio after this. It's the Steve Jones Show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
It is a holiday in the Catrillo household.
Oh, you know it.
The question will be for me, is there going to be some semblance of a party this evening? And if so, I'm talking about party, you and Lisa and Luke. And if so, what's on the menu and when must the menu be served?
So, yes, there is. Very small. Luke and I, and we'll put this on social media later, we will be dressed up in our Eagles jerseys with Eagles masks. I have mine on currently, since we're doing this in quarantine.
I see.
I shall share with you later. And we have Stromboli on the menu tonight.
Oh, I love Stromboli.
Yes, which will be served relatively promptly once I step in the house from doing the show here. And then once the draft gets going, I'll be Skyping with one of my buddies who has a little two-year-old who's also getting into sports. He's a Steelers fan. And so the four of us are going to have some male bonding time virtually, and we're going to enjoy the draft.
Oh, boy. It's Stromboli's. Oh.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I go big or go home for these events.
It starts at 8, so when does the food have to be served by?
Well, normally Lisa is always pretty good with having dinner ready by the time I get home, so we'll have plenty of time.
So when you get home, so you don't want to be eating during the draft. Is there going to be snacking during the draft? Or?
Probably, yeah. Lisa's got tons of sweet goodies that we'll be munching on.
Wow. Huh. How about that? That's impressive. And you're going to have the little guy all dressed up in his Eagles garb.
Of course.
Like the onesie, or is it? You know,
it is a onesie jersey. And then I have a mini Eagles mask that was made for tonight.
A mini Eagles mask.
Yes.
That was...
But he'll only have it on for the picture because I'm sure that's not going to last long.
Oh. I could imagine that's not going to happen. I mean, that's... At some point, he has to be able to see the draft, you know, and essentially watch his, you know, his team fail. And yeah. I just don't want him to be this.
Absolutely despised us.
We hate you.
I mean, that's I don't want him being that guy. Just don't.
Lisa won't let that happen, so.
No, I'm worried. Yeah, I'd have put him in neutral colors. I'm getting concerned. Poor kid's going to be... Oh. Is it? I just get worried. He's going to end up being this guy.
Dallas! Dallas! We hate you!
Oh. Man, I know Wilbur Montgomery had a big game that day.
Huge. Yes, he did.
But... In some ways, unfortunately, you know, you guys think that, like, that guy set the tone. You know, the odds are that he's totally sober here are long. Don't you think?
Yeah, that's pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah, but doesn't that make him one of your guys?
Dallas, we hate you.
Unfortunately, yes. Just like the Eagle fan that ate horse crap when they won the Super Bowl.
All right,
we're not proud of them, but you know they are one of us. But we're not proud of them, we put them down for doing those such things, and then we move on.
I get worried. I see him in his little eagle onesie looking just adorable, by the way. Thoroughly adorable. Thank God for the mother. And then I see that like you're just trying to send him down a bad path. Allow him, if he wishes to be a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, to be a Jaguars fan.
Oh, geez.
I mean, because there really is not a what you call a plethora of those. All right, so the draft begins tonight, essentially, at pick 3. I think it's pretty much assumed that pick one is Joe Burrow to the Cincinnati Bengals. I think it's pretty much assumed. And Roger, feel good. Feel good, Roger. You're going to get Chase Young. And you're going to get probably what I think is the best football player in the draft. Okay? Now we get to Detroit at pick three. Now let the excitement begin. Because who knows what Detroit's going to do? I have no idea who Detroit wants. Do you? Does anybody know who Detroit wants? And then, since we don't know who Detroit wants, they could trade. And you've got a couple of willing teams sitting there that just aren't sure what the other guy's going to do. Miami's sitting there at 5, and the Chargers are sitting there at 6. Most people feel they want quarterbacks. Most people think that. So does one feel, look, I've got to jump the other guy or make sure I stay in front of the other guy to get the pick I want? Now the excitement begins. Then there's the Giants. Now, if they trade, I may fall out of my chair. Gettleman has never once traded in the draft. You know that?
No.
Gettleman has never once changed a pick for Carolina or the Giants in the draft. If you were supposed to pick it at 11, you picked at 11. If you were supposed to pick at 92, you picked at 92. He's never made a deal. So if he does tonight, I'll fall out of the chair. Now, I won't be doing it wearing Eagles garb. I mean, I've got some pride.
What are your plans for tonight?
My plans tonight? Well, one of my plans will be to Zoom my granddaughter, who turns 12 today.
Oh, okay. You got to take care of that.
So that's the single most important thing. And, that's my oldest grandchild, and I am incredibly proud of her. And I will leave it at that because the audience doesn't really want to hear about my family. So it's very personal, just like you as audience members out there are really proud of your children or grandchildren. I feel the same way about mine. And so that is the most important thing tonight. And then I'm just going to sit back and watch the draft. I'm just going to sit back and watch it. And just enjoy the fact that we'll watch something play out. Now, I want to get this in the next half hour. I want to get to the quarterback part of this, which is, of course, the intriguing part. Okay? It always is every draft. The quarterback part is the intriguing part. And we got Jerry Dulac coming on today at 4:06. All right. Sal's going to rejoin us next Wednesday, by the way. He's been just great each of the last 2 weeks. Yesterday was phenomenal. I mean, Matt sitting there writing down every single note, then went home and told Luke everything. And Luke just kind of gave him this goofy look, and, you know, it's what was really bad was so did Lisa. I'm like, what are you talking about? Lisa's a Steelers fan, right?
That is correct.
Wow. So Jack won't talk to you.
No.
Yeah, I mean, at all. No. I got to call him tomorrow. And last time I talked to him was last week. They had storms roll through his yard. And I'll just watch and enjoy it. See how it plays out. I agree with Sal completely. I think there has been a mindset because of the current situation that maybe we ought to be picking guys that can play right away and won't need as much ramp-up time once we get to camp. I think that's going to affect who's actually taken in rounds one and two. And I agree with that. You know, not so much, boy, he's got great upside. I think they want to see the side now. Okay? Because of what the situation happens to be. And I think that'll have an effect. But there are a couple of things I want to talk about when it comes to Tua and about the quarterbacks next half hour. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors. Online sales. going on now at Sunbury Motors. Great deals. And the service department open. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Draft day, and we're brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Online sales are now open. Check out the great product lines online. Get a hold of the great salespeople there. Start working out some great deals with great interest rates. Sunbury Motors. Also, the Sunbury Motors Service Department. Service parts open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. By the way, the governor's office putting out red, yellow, green. Well, they didn't put out green, which Matt and I were talking about. I noticed they didn't do that. But they put out yellow, and to be honest with you, where I am here in Center County and where you are would qualify for yellow on May 8th.
That is correct. We're actually going to have more about that during late-day news roundup later.
Yeah, here in Center County, the number is 76. Unfortunately, with two passing away, one at Mount Nittany and one in a nursing home. But the 70, actually, they've revised it down one to 76 yesterday. And that means that 10 of the last 13 days, there's been no increase. A day where, like, there was no change, including today, a no-change day. Total, there have been six adds over the 13 days. It happened in three separate days. It was a day with a day with three, a day with two, and a day with one. All right? But that's been it. There's only been six, and believe me, our thoughts and prayers are with the six that got it. But there have been an additional six here in Center County in the last 13 days. That's well below the governor's guideline, and this is a county, Center County is, with 162,000 people in it. All right, let's get to the quarterbacks. It's interesting, we always talk about arm strength with a quarterback. Well, look, you need to have some arm strength. I mean, there's no getting around it. You need to have some. I mean, if you have a noodle arm suit, did I slip that in there? Sorry about that. I didn't. But if you have a noodle arm, it doesn't matter how accurate you are with it. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're accurate. The ball doesn't get there. So believe me, these quarterbacks all have enough to get the ball there. And it becomes a question of being on time and accuracy. So being on time is enough arm strength, and then accuracy. There in Major League Baseball, we talk often about pitchers. You notice how we don't talk about pitchers as throwers. Hey, there's the thrower. We call him a pitcher, correct? Well, there's a reason why we call him a pitcher, because there is a difference between a thrower and a pitcher. One of the all-time greats, Sandy Koufax, early in his career was a thrower. He threw as hard as he could throw it. And that's, in the end, what cost him and why he retired at the age of 31. When Norm Sherry got a hold of him with the Dodgers as their pitching coach, Norm Sherry convinced Koufax that you'll be so much better and don't have to overthrow and throw as hard as you can on every pitch. You have enough stuff to get somebody out. You have enough of a fastball without overthrowing it to get somebody out. Now let's develop a curveball. Let's get a mix going here. And Sandy Koufax from 1961 to 1966 was the preeminent pitcher in the game. He'd gone from being a great thrower to being the preeminent pitcher in the game. He went from a thrower to a pitcher. Now let's relate that to a quarterback. We talk about arm strength with a quarterback. Well, getting it there on time and getting it there accurately. A quarterback will throw it as hard as he can once, maybe twice in a game. That's it. It's a question of making the right throw on time and accurately. That's why we don't refer to quarterbacks as throwers. We refer to quarterbacks as passers. There is a major difference between a passer and a thrower, just like there's a major difference between a pitcher and a thrower. So when you're looking at quarterbacks, it's accuracy and on time, because you were always looking at every level for a great passer. Anybody that's out there as a quarterback throwing it as hard as they can every single time, not a passer. And not really a quarterback. It's the accuracy, it's the on time in combination with accuracy that makes you a passer. Joe Burrow seems to have all those traits. He seems to have all of that. To his credit, he's developed it, had a great season, was surrounded by a great cast, had time to make plays. Can't discount that. But then there's the question of Tua and Justin Herbert. Tua, the problem with him, of course, has been the injuries, correct? The hip, the ankles. But what do the hip and the ankles, the ankle injuries, all have in common? Hey, they all have one thing in common. Because I think Tua's a fabulous passer. I think he gets the ball out on time, and I think that he is accurate. The problem that he has is that somebody is going to have to convince him that he's not Russell Wilson. Tua thinks he moves and runs really well. Tua does not run well, and every one of his injuries has happened because he has been trying to move. He holds on to the ball a little bit longer when he's moving. And by the way, his ability to make a throw when he's moving, he's fabulous, really accurate. But those injuries have happened when he's had to eat the ball while moving because he thinks he can get away from people. No. He's not Russell Wilson. He thinks he has the movement skills, the running skills of Russell Wilson. He does not, and they're going to have to get that out of him. And because he thinks he runs really well and he moves really well, he'll hold it a split second longer, and that's where he absorbs the hit. No. They're going to, whomever he goes to is going to have to tell him, look, you're not that guy. Don't tell me how well you can run, because look, I can tell you right now the plays. And each time it's because he was trying to run away from somebody, and he doesn't run away from anybody. Even in the great national championship pass play. Okay, why? Ask yourself, why is that the longest touchdown play in the history of college football overtime? Why is that the longest touchdown pass in the history of college football overtime? Because he took a sack on the previous play. He couldn't get away from anybody. He was thrown for a 17-yard sack. That's why it was a 42-yard touchdown pass. That's not his game. And the problem is, I think he thinks that's his game, and it's not. Now, there's no doubt in a heartbeat I would take him over Herbert. There would be no debate in the room as to which guy I'd take. Because I think Tua is going to be a really good NFL quarterback as long as he understands what his limitations happen to be. If he's in the pocket and can move around well in that 3 to 5 foot circle in the pocket, he's going to be tremendous. And again, he's okay when he's throwing the ball and he's rolling out of the pocket. He's really accurate. I think he's tremendous. The problem is when he's trying to create on the move. Like, I move well enough to create them. No, you don't. Hey, you're not Russell Wilson. You're Tua. Russell Wilson's a different guy, different breed. Okay? Russell Wilson is phenomenal. Sees the whole field, thinks his way through the game beautifully. And never absorbs a big hit. You notice how Russell Wilson never absorbs a big... Oh, he gets hit, but doesn't take the full hit, does he? See, Tua gets the full hit. There's the difference. Herbert takes too long to process. You can see he takes that split second just to make sure it's there. And in this league, you will get crushed. That split second is going to cost you. That is not the Washington State safety out there who has no chance of being in the NFL. That is now Minka Fitzpatrick out there. And if you think you've got that extra split second to make sure it's there, I can tell you right now, it will be a touchdown. The problem is 39 in black and gold will be the one with the touchdown. There's been a lot of talk lately about Herbert moving past Tua. To me, there is no debate. Tua's the better player. Tua's the better quarterback. Again, as long as Tua understands, everybody has to understand their own limitations. I've tried to tell that to the Shikellini play-by-play guy over and over again. Matt just perked up. What? Oh. So you have to understand your limitations. And when Tua plays within himself and understands the limitations, I think he's going to be a brilliant quarterback in the NFL. I think brilliant. I mean, if I'm Miami, I know Dan Marino. I evidently, from what I understand, Dan Marino really, really likes Herbert. But boy, oh boy, I tell you, if I'm in that room, I'd be fighting hard for Tua. But he's not the perfect prospect because, again, he thinks he can run away from people at times. Well, there are going to be some times in the NFL you're going to have to move away. You're just going to have to do sometimes what Brady does. Just don't take the hit. Don't take the hit. Herbert takes that extra split second to process. And that in this league, that becomes a really, really problematic. The draft tonight starts at 3. Does somebody feel secure enough to not make a deal? Or is somebody insecure enough where they feel they need to make a deal to get to that spot? And I agree with Sal. You're going to see more and more players go in the first round that they think can get there right away. I'll give you an example. Let me give you a wide receiver that's an example. That probably would be a second-round pick, but he probably can play right now. Michael Pittman of USC. He'd be a guy that you see him go in the first round, I think that'll tell you thought process. Because let's go back. Say we're in the same circumstance now as we were 2 years ago. You might have seen the Steelers take Juju Smith-Schuster in the first round instead of the second round. And it's going to be interesting to see what the Eagles do tonight. Do they go wide receiver? Now, I know you all love a single white side. I got that. Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, I liked him at the time. He looked like a solid prospect, but he just never shaped out the way I thought he would be. And, of course, the Eagles didn't either. And then you have guys like DJ Metcalf who lit it up last year. But, yeah, that can't happen this year with the way the amount of depth you have with this class.
I think you've got to go with guys that can play, like, because you may have, I mean, you don't know what you're going to have. I will say this about Roger Goodell. The one thing I do know from what I understand from certain people is that Goodell has essentially told everybody that there is no reason to make a decision until you absolutely have to make a decision. And I agree with that completely. There's no reason to make a decision until you absolutely have to. Why bother speculating? Okay, put out scenarios internally, but don't make a decision until you have to. A lot of people, there's so many articles speculating, this could happen, that might happen, this might be pushed back, this might start on time. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Obviously, the Saints didn't listen because they canceled their entire offseason already.
Well, no, but that's different, though. Louisiana is in the, you know, whatever the state is. For example, if you had an OTA scheduled for the Eagles and the Steelers, and it was supposed to be scheduled May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, right? You'd cancel that because the state's not open to do anything until May 8th at minimum for certain areas. You see
right,
what I mean?
Right.
You got to go by what the state is telling you as to what they're allowing you to do. Okay, so that's the reason why. And by the way, Matt Harms, remember he transferred from Purdue, the 7-3 guy? Pick BYU. Okay. That's another guy out of the conference. All right, we'll come back. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. All right, welcome. Great to have you back. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us on draft day. The draft begins in a little bit more than 4 hours. Matt already has a meal planned. He's got an outfit pick for little Luke.
We're ready.
Yeah. There you go.
And it's not just today. It's the whole weekend. I love all. I even love Saturday, the marathon day.
Picks every 5 minutes. By the way, the draft will open tonight with Peyton Manning. He will actually open tonight. He'll do a 2.5 minute open saluting all the essential workers and especially the hospital workers. That's how it'll open tonight, and then the draft will get going. I know it's a combo effort with NFL Network and ESPN, but Rich Eisen will not be a part of the on-air coverage tonight. Rich Eisen will be doing something online for charity through NFL Network and the National Football League, raising money for 6 charities. So Rich Eisen will not be a part of the on-air coverage for the weekend for the NFL. I am somebody who has really transitioned over for the last 5 years to NFL Network's coverage. It's just a matter of a personal choice, and my personal choice is I've just thought the NFL Network did a better job on the draft for my taste on how the draft is covered than ESPN does. That's just a personal choice. You may prefer ESPN. I completely can understand why. You also will not see Todd McShay tonight. And the reason you will not see Todd McShay tonight is because he's recovering from coronavirus. So he won't be there. You'll have Trey Wingo there. You'll have Mel Kiper there. I think Daniel Jeremiah is going to be doing part of it with them.
Yep.
But no Rich Eisen, because he's doing charity work and in conjunction with the NFL. It's part of the NFL initiative. And you won't see Todd McShay because of coronavirus. McShay did put out his final top 300. He had Chase Young 1, Joe Burrow 2, Derek Brown of Auburn 3. And Derek Brown of Auburn is considered to be one of those plug-and-play guys. He's got Isaiah Simmons 4, Jeffrey Okuda 5, Jerry Jeudy 6, Tua 7, Jedrick Wills, the offensive tackle from Alabama 8, Javon Kinlaw, the DT from South Carolina 9, CeeDee Lamb of Oklahoma 10. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Online sales open now at Sunbury Motors. Great deals, great sales staff. And the service department open Monday through Friday, 7 to 4.